Most Americans know root beer as a soft drink enjoyed by generations of children and adults. But not so many Americans know that root beer has also played a part in shaping the modern food and drink industry. Root beer even has a connection with the famous Marriott hotel business. Root beer is a sweet drink that is popular mostly in North America. Most root beers do not contain alcohol. Different root beer versions can be made from at least 30 choices of flavorings. These include vanilla, wintergreen, cherry tree bark, licorice root, black cherry, and cane sugar. Brewers who make root beer can also use flavorings like nutmeg, molasses, cinnamon, clove, and honey. Some versions contain caffeine. Root beer is considered a definitive American drink. This is thanks in large part to one man, Charles Hires, a druggist in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In 1876, Hires presented Hires Root Beer at the Philadelphia Centennial Exhibition. That event celebrated America's 100th birthday. Hires gets credit as the first person to produce and market root beer throughout the country. But Charles Hires did not invent root beer. The Library of Congress has cookbooks that contain recipes from 10 or 20 years before he began to sell his version. Over the years, America's taste for carbonated soft drinks changed. Colas, like Coke and Pepsi, became much more popular than root beer. But root beer has been at the center of some big developments over the years. A leading hotel group began as a root beer restaurant in Washington. That little restaurant in the nation's capital grew into the worldwide company of Marriott Hotels. Root beer is also part of the history of the Sonic Group of drive-in restaurants. The company began as a single hamburger and root beer stand in Shawnee, Oklahoma, in 1953. Today, it has more than 3,500 restaurants across the United States. And yes, Sonic still serves root beer. There are hundreds of different brands of root beer and English language websites that review them. David Fankhauser is a professor at the University of Cincinnati's Claremont College. He has a webpage where he has explained a way to make root beer at home. Fankhauser said, "Root beer can be made with the materials that are readily available in America. It's a homebrew American product." I'm John Russell.